Audio rolling.
Action.
All right, everybody. Welcome to episode 7 of After Hours, the official podcast of Open Sign Productions. My name is Christian Nash.
Nate Barr.
Cam Clark.
Ashley Justine Barr.
Ryan Webking.
All right, guys. This week, as you hear, we've got Ashley, which is Nate's sister, who recently joined the company. Couldn't think of the name. It's been a long day. Introduce yourself, Ashley.
Hello, I'm Ashley Justine Barr, and it's nice to be here.
Alrighty. And basically, we're going to kind of just go through a few various topics this week. We're going to be talking to Ashley about her experiences on set and what she thinks of it, and then kind of go from there.
Yeah, talk about beating dicks on set. It's going to be a wholesale name.
This is sick Cam at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, like, Cam is not feeling great, and I'm going to be spouting some serious horseshit, so this should be beautiful.
So you know, no different from any other episode.
Fuck you.
Only if you buy me dinner, baby.
Oh, of course, sweetheart. Oh, my God. So, Ashley, tell us...
Tell us what you think of us so far.
Really enjoy the environment. I really like being around all the perverse activity and all the really inappropriate and disgusting jokes that make me almost sick to my stomach sometimes.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's slander on the company.
I know where you've been, Ashley, I want to join.
Yeah, what's that like?
I've never told a perverted joke.
No. Oh, no?
These guys are extremely professional.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were a subsidiary of Family Christian Bookstores. I didn't know
I've been getting a check from them.
We're working on. That's what we're working towards. We'd eventually
like selling
to...
selling books for Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know how this episode's going to go.
All the jokes aside, like, working with us professionally...
It was phenomenal. It was very professional. I felt very fortunate. I've seen the previews. I've seen the phobia episodes. I've seen all the horror high stuff. And I think that it looks extremely professional. The quality of the camera work is phenomenal. And I felt very lucky to be able to be a zombie and look horrible and disgusting and chase people around and get... beat to death. It was fun. It was the most fun I've had in a long time. I had a lot of fun spewing blood on people.
How did you die? Did you get shot?
I was bludgeoned.
Oh, you got hit by...
Oh, yeah, that's
who were you bludgeoned by, Ashley?
Should I, like, his full name? Or
just give a description, because it's funnier that way.
Oh.
No.
No, don't make me sound horrible.
Damn it. Now we're just completely moving the topic. You're a
Good
horrible
Lord.
Individual.
Yeah, I am.
The actor that bludgeons... beats her to death.
He's a very, very talented...
Great, talented actor.
Who made sure that I was very comfortable and did not hit me very hard with the baseball bat at all.
Jokes aside, he is a great person, and I'm just a terrible person.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
Deal with that, America.
So, was this your first thing that you've ever done?
Yes, this is the actual, I did a couple, there's a spider up on the ceiling, and it's really kind of distracting.
Oh.
But,
of course it is.
Come on, just go up there.
Kill it.
I'm not jumping up there. You kill it.
So, podcast, guys.
Oh, yeah, spider, sorry. This is serious.
So sorry.
Hold on, I'm leaving
so
this
distracted.
in. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Ryan, kill the fucker.
So,
Ryan is going to jump.
Okay.
Oh. Ryan's man, he killed it.
Oh my God.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, so fuck it, we're doing it live.
Sorry. But I did have a very extremely fun experience on the set, working with Cam, Ryan, and, we were driven there by the very nice Christian, and...
Oh, thanks.
I
did stuff.
I did stuff and things.
No, I had a fantastic time.
I forget who was, Webb and I, usually when we're doing big stuff like this, because you guys don't know, is I'll send Webb to go do something while I do something else, because he basically sees the same shit that I do in the film, so I mm-hmm. trust him with it. But who were you with?
Who trained us with
Austin, I think, for
a little bit.
We were actually doing your shots.
Shots, I was with Cassandra, Trevor, and the little girl.
I can't remember the little girl.
He trained us.
Wait, did you shoot her being dead?
No, it was Austin. Austin who shot me in that gross scene where I spat all the blood all over
the place. Austin had all the extras for a little bit.
Yeah, he had Cassandra, Trevor, the little one, and I.
As a cinematographer, Austin has really grown.
Yeah, he did a fantastic job.
He's learned quite a bit.
You can sense that he was a little bit nervous, but he knew exactly where to put us.
Anytime that you're like, Austin, this is all you, he's like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always hesitates, but then he does it, and he's perfect.
You called it. You're going to get a fuck you text from Austin.
You know, side story.
But
I recently spent the day at a local horror house, not sure if I'm supposed to say the name, with Austin. There was not a lot of communication.
Did you say a local horror house?
Austin and I fucked a bunch of bitches. At a local horror house.
I don't want to have to cut shit.
No, at a local horror haunted house kind of place, there was not a lot of communication, to be honest, but after just a moment's hesitation, Austin instantly just got into his groove. He got a lot of good footage. He made a bunch of great decisions. And... yeah. He's really doing a great job at what he's doing. Whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, right? What? Like, Austin's going to hear this.
God damn it. Austin is going to hear this. Be nice to Austin.
I'm being nice. He is awesome, Austin.
From what I saw, he made sure to make each of our individual... because, I mean, we had a bunch of group shots, and he made sure to get plenty of angles from our feet running to them to... us all running around in crazy positions and being crazy.
He learned that from you.
He also made sure that we each had an individual close-up. He made sure to get as many, like, you know, shots that you'd be able to mix and match and put in anywhere. Yeah. And
coverage is key.
Yeah, he made sure to get as many shots as he possibly could. And I think... because Cassandra told me later on that, he was a little bit nervous about it, and I was like, why? He was doing so fantastically. Like, he seemed completely professional, completely on key, he did a great job.
I remember, Austin, I couldn't believe that it was one of his first shots. We've dedicated a whole four minutes now. Be nice to Austin. This is our apology for everything, buddy. You're welcome.
But you still were dreaming.
Yeah, you were totally dreaming.
Back there in the hotel room, poor hound.
Yeah, dude.
What a callback.
That wasn't real.
That was so funny.
Remember that day that you had me direct a scene?
Yeah, I do.
Austin was like, he helped me out quite a bit, because I wasn't really expecting you to be like, all right, direct this. I'm like, all right.
Well, like, okay, see, that's what I like to do with people that want to jump into it.
That was your scene, the fuck you both scene.
I had them get something else.
He was out there, I think, filming wides of you and Joe.
Yeah.
And then I was in the...
barn.
Yeah, I was in the barn filming Tony.
Well, like, the reason I did
that... reaction to your guys' fight. That was the...
Oh, okay.
The reason I did that is because those who want to direct, I don't think you can learn better without being hands on.
Yeah.
That's why I just was like, here, do it. It's not hard, just figure it out.
No, and after the first take, I actually kind of got it. I was like, okay.
Yeah, when I came back, I was like, I was happy with, I wanted to do some myself, but I was happy with what you had done, because it was like your first thing. And it was good. It was really good.
I was just kind of trying to think of what you would want to see in that scene. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and no, that makes complete sense. I don't know. I'm trying to teach people how to do stuff.
Like,
yeah.
There's really no better way than to just do it. Like, the first time.
But, like, it's not...
uh, day on set of East of Nowhere. I got a quick rundown of the camera, and Nicole handed it to me. She's like, okay, here you go. Let's go. Take one.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, shit. How does this fucking thing work? I picked it up by the end of the day.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're a pretty good camera operator. I'm like, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I remember the first time that I directed with three. I'll never forget it because that was a really long night. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was a bitch.
Yeah, like, that was the first... My first short film I ever made was three. And I don't think
any of us were really prepared for that.
No, I made it with Ryan here. Like, I shot-listed with Ryan and stuff, and it's kind of where our friendship built up. But when I went in there, I had no fucking idea what I was doing.
Yeah.
So I just kind of barked at people. Like, all right, you do that. You do that. Make this look like that. Go. That was pretty much it. And it turned out all right for a short film. I'm much happier with how Stray's turning out. I feel like I'm a little more seasoned.
Then, from what I've seen, the footage just looks fucking cool.
Oh, the preview? The preview and also the footage especially. The preview is so well put together.
That trailer, now we're stroking Jeremy's ego here. That trailer is fucking
Nate
awesome.
Nate originally approached me and he was like, oh, well, do you want to, you know, maybe, I remember we talked about this a long time ago, do you maybe want to be an extra as a zombie? And I was like, I'm kind of, you know, that'll make me a little bit nervous and I don't know if I'm, I mean, you know, I was all talk back then and then I said yes, and I was still a little bit, you know, on the edge about it, and I was, you know, I was a little nervous, and then I went onto the website, or to the YouTube channel, and I watched the preview, and I immediately was like, oh my gosh, this is the movie that I'm going to be in, like, yeah, I'm 100%.
Stroking Cam's ego over here.
I was 100% in at that point. I was like,
feed me your praise.
I was like, give
me glory.
No, for real, though. Like, it was so... Did you just hit yourself?
Yeah,
a little
bit. Yeah, no, that...
Thank you.
The way that it's put together and just the way it's shot and the angles and I just immediately, I was like, yeah, I have to be in this. Like, I will kick myself for years to come if I do not give it a chance, at least. And
I'm trying
to
make sure that there's not one boring shot.
No, dude, we've been so detailed on this shoot.
I have to tell you, though, the night before this shoot, when I shot my scenes as a zombie, I did not sleep at all that night. I was so nervous that I literally got up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, Nate told us that.
Yeah.
This fraud spent the entire fucking week just traipsing around her room as a goddamn zombie.
I was practicing so hard, and he was like, you are overthinking it so hard. I was like, I can't help it.
Hey, that's dedication, though.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would knock on his door like every like 3 hours and be like, so I was thinking... What do you think about me doing this?
It's fucking 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Be a zombie.
And I was like, so...
Trying to masturbate here.
I'd be like, what if I had blood here? What if
fuck
I...
me while
what
cleaning my room.
I literally laid out like 3 outfits for him. And I was like...
Oh my gosh.
I was like... What do you think about this one? Is this one 60s and off?
Nate's like, oh, girl, that looks fabulous.
Well, that looks adorable.
Girl, you don't even know.
Girl, got it.
You don't even know.
That's fucking awesome. That's cool to hear.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was like, the smallest part, but like,
I had so much
dedication.
You're a zombie that gets killed. That is a pretty awesome part to have. Because, like, I mean, what's better?
So far, our female zombies have all been...
Awesome.
Just, yeah. And like,
we have got a lot of female zombies. Mm-hmm. I've just started to realize that. I have such a love-hate relationship with this particular film. I didn't want to do this first. This wasn't the first feature I wanted to do, actually. I chose to do this one first because the other one was not ready. That's the Songbird trilogy. Now we're close to ready for that. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'll give this a shot and see how it feels. And I fucking love the concept even more than when I started. And I love all the shoots that we've been on, and I love that. I just, you know, I just hate how long this movie's taken. That's all. Yeah, I hate plucking grays out of my fucking beard.
We got a low budget, dude. I mean, I feel like we're doing pretty well, all things considered.
It reminds me of Phantom.
We only get to shoot one day a week.
Yeah, just and about. I mean, that's how it's going to be until, you know.
And I mean, also,
we're rich and famous. Yeah.
Yeah, going along with what
until I have a hot tub full of pudding.
Oh, why? Is it hot pudding?
Yes.
Holy you know, fucking
once
shit.
Once in a while, Phantom, we got to shoot like 2 days in a row.
Going
with what Webb said, I mean, like, you know, like every Sunday except for when we were at Horror Hound and, you know, a couple other instances where he didn't have the people we needed. I mean, I feel like we're making pretty damn good time.
Oh, I do too.
All things considered.
It's because we've been... Well, it feel... Okay, in reality, I don't know how this feels with you.
Keeping track of how many days?
I don't know how this feels with you, but this is how it feels with me. We shot all last winter. Like, from December into fucking April.
Yeah, but yes.
It started being shitty. And then we took a break, like a 3-month break, and we started again this fall. And it's only been 2 months.
We started...
It just feels longer.
In July.
It feels like we've been filming a lot longer because we filmed in... 3 different seasons.
I mean, technically, it hasn't even been a full year yet because it's not winter yet.
Right.
So
like, once it hits,
and we're
almost
last
done.
Summer though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, no, we did
house.
Start last summer.
But we didn't do anything.
which kind of sucked, but you know it's okay. I'm not at all saying that like this movie has been a nightmare and I never want to do it again, because that's the complete opposite. I am in love with this project. I'm amazed with what it's become. I truly am, because it's so much different in such a better way than my original idea.
Yeah, I remember, like, I remember I was at Friendly Fox with you. We discussed, like, way back, like, 4 or 5 years ago, the original draft for Stray when you told me about it.
Wow, it's running that long, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because we were both, like, shooting each other's zombie movie ideas off of one another, and...
I've always wanted to do one, and I'm glad, now that I've done one, I'm happy about it, because there's all kinds of other genres I want to do.
Yeah, see, now that I've worked on one, I don't want to do a zombie flick. Like, I think I've pretty much just kind of nixed that one from the projects that I want to do one day.
Really? Why?
Because this whole, I mean, like, you know, like, we've done one at Open Sign already.
Yeah.
And, you know, and B, I mean, everybody's... Doing zombies,
yeah.
And mine is more typical, where yours isn't quite, like, you know, like yours is zombies, but it's not the main focus, which is what I like about it, whereas the one that I had, like, envisioned in my head was more, I guess you could say more Walking Dead style.
Are they,
like,
ever called zombies in the script?
Yeah, they never, like,
the
we'll call them zombies, but not once are they referred to as zombies in the script. I was very careful about that.
Yeah.
Because I think that, like, because they're zombies, like, the term zombies, I think that doesn't sell for me as much as it would be as if it was more implied.
Okay.
Like,
what do you guys call them?
Monsters. Creatures.
Them.
Okay. They.
Them. They.
That, and then if you think about it, like, within the universe of films, like, I mean, in this instance, they're not aware. Like, it's, like, zombies in this time period are not, like, a pop culture thing.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Like,
they
started in that decade, but they hadn't been introduced
yet. So they wouldn't, people wouldn't know them as, like, hey, that's a zombie, you know, like.
In fact, like, I paid homage to that in the year.
That's fantastic.
That's why, like, there's the past setting, and then the future setting is 66.
Yeah.
Because the Night of the Living Dead came out in 1966.
Oh.
That's what it
started.
Oh,
nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic.
I hope that, for most of you who don't know, this is actually a genre mix movie, and I've discovered that I am more of a genre mix director. Because, I don't know if I've told you this, Ashley, but I'm... greatly inspired by Quentin Tarantino. Like, he is the whole reason...
I love you,
among
that,
other things.
I love that stuff.
He's the whole reason I make movies. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make a genre mix. And, like, this one in particular is a zombie western war movie. And I don't even include horror in it because I don't think it's scary.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Webb, you've disagreed with me on that.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but, I mean, I don't really see, like, picture this on the shelf at, let's say, Delmar, where my wife works. The only cool video store in town.
Delmar Video, they're yes. great.
Go to Delmar.
Like, are they paying
like,
us
where,
for this?
Where else would they put this?
Yeah. I think Thriller.
It honestly. Is definitely yeah, more a drama than anything, but being that it has zombies in it somewhere,
yeah,
they're going to put it in horror.
It'll instantly go to horror.
I think Thriller, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I guess we'll see. 28 days later.
Okay, you know, that's a very fair assessment. Yeah. All right, I agree with that.
It is. I mean, I'm definitely terrified of zombies. And so even...
It's the same kind of thing.
I know that I definitely made my brother use the Lord's name in vain when he saw my scene.
Yeah. I think that's...
You sound so religious right now.
I know. No, I mean, I don't give a shit.
Fucking
I mean,
Jesus Christ, goddamn.
Yeah,
bitch.
I mean, I don't give a fine fuck, but... But I mean,
oh God!
So, I don't know. Like, for me, it's more about them. That's why I don't consider it a horror.
It's a little more grotesque than it is scary.
Yeah, it's about these people more than it is about the situation.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's more the reaction of people. That's why it's important to me.
And maybe it's just a personal preference, but I honestly think those stories end up being better. Like, more emotionally gripping, more interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, take The Walking Dead, the game.
Yeah. It's
like,
not...
that's almost the concept. It's not, I mean, obviously the story's not the same, but the emotion that Cam's invoking. Yeah.
I watched my ex-boyfriend play the whole thing. I got so entranced in it.
Yeah.
It was like watching a movie. I was like, will you play Walking Dead? Like, I was like,
and that's
I need to finish the story because the little girl in it, the character is so gripping and like the connection between the two characters. I cried at the end. I honestly cried at the end. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, so did a couple other people at this table.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, me neither.
Couple little bitches.
No. Wait, did you watch that? No, you weren't.
No, you weren't.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Cam and I cried.
I don't care.
We played the whole way through, too. Like,
you have to sit. You have to.
Yeah.
Because you're like, what happens next? And then it happens, and then I started to bawl my eyes out.
So, yeah. I mean, that same feeling at the end of Stray.
Yeah.
That's what I want people to feel. Like like the combination of, and this is going to piss all of you off that it's listening to this. So once I say this, nobody else mention it again. The end of this movie combined with the twist of the entire film is what I think people are going to get hit with the most.
And see, that's like, you give people, like, when you don't make zombies the main focus of the film, you give people more of an opportunity to actually focus on the characters, the development, the story, and actually pay attention to shit, as opposed to just, like, gratuitous violence.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, when I first started seeing the footage and being on set, I kind of got the feel. I was like, okay, like, he's... Like, you know, the only thing I really had to compare it to was the Walking Dead game. And I was like, he's going for that kind of story where, you know, it's that the main focus isn't zombie.
Yeah, and I guess we'll see. I mean, we're a lot closer to the premiere than it seems like.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous to think about, isn't it?
It scares the fucking shit out of me.
Nah, man, it's going to be cool.
I'm going to be a wreck that day. I'm going to have so... Many alcohols.
Did you say erect or erect?
Yes.
Yes.
A bit of both.
Yeah.
Like the whole time I'm sitting in that chair. The whole time I'm sitting in that chair, I'm just gonna be like, holy fucking shit. I'm like, watch it.
My erection is wrecked. Like, oh fuck.
You tell me you weren't even gonna watch it.
Yeah, I always say that. I always say, I'm not watching this. I'm gonna sit in the lobby and watch everyone else watch it. That probably won't happen because, well.
You're gonna Kevin Smith it.
I'm gonna be too busy sitting in my seat crying like a little bitch because it's like, oh, my fucking movie's done. Oh, shit, that's so awesome.
what do I do with my life now?
It's like hey, sitting next to us, like, guys, isn't this cool? We did this. Like, yeah, we all did this.
No, dude, I was there. I could not do this movie without any of you. Like, this movie wasn't made by me. This movie was made by all of us.
It was written by you.
Damn straight.
It was written and directed by me, yes. But the movie, I could not do the job without Webb, which I've said a million times. Couldn't do the job without you two, especially you two. You guys have been great additions to the company. And Ashley, you're going to be really good too, because I fucking said so.
I'll and do my best.
We're going to make you like it. We're going to make you enjoy this. You're going to fucking love it.
I'm just
okay, this
like,
is getting a little weird.
Yeah. Let's tone it down.
Let's bring it down a bit, guys.
The day that I show this movie, I'm going to be so overwhelmed. And I'm going to try really, really hard not to cry, because then I'm going to get made fun of. Right, Austin?
I will point and laugh at you.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I fully expect it. I expect someone to be like, are you fucking crying?
Are you a giant weeping vagina?
What is wrong with you?
No, I may be too nervous. I may be like,
it's okay, Cam.
Yeah.
Crying left the sadder.
I was not crying. Damn it. God damn it.
No, I remember like at the Phantom premiere, because that was Austin's first premiere.
Yeah.
And he cried a little bit. And that's okay. I laughed. But yes, I did. Like,
it was a little funny.
I mean,
but like, you know,
it is seeing your.
I get that, because I'm probably gonna be the same way. I might cry a little bit.
I mean, I don't.
And
really
also,
think...
you can make fun of me all you want. Poor guy's not here to defend.
Like,
himself.
he'll send
it's
you
okay,
a text later.
Asked,
don't worry.
Like,
yeah, we can dedicate 4 minutes to that. But go ahead, Christian. So. What were you saying?
It's like, I mean, like, okay, like, I think it's understandable if you cry, dude. I mean, like, you've been talking about this for fucking ever. Like, you've been talking about wanting to do this and getting it done, and, I mean, it's impressive. Like, I've never been a part of something like this before, and that's, like, when I joined the company, I was fucking ecstatic. Like, it's awesome.
I think that's one of the best things, is that, like, all the people that knew me before you, Nate, like, people that knew us, Christian, are seeing these posts that I make, and I get messages from people that we went to high school with, like, dude, it's so cool to see you doing what you always talked about. That's awesome.
Yeah, and, like, a lot of people are really, I mean, like, they're impressed with what I do, and I was like, I haven't even done a whole lot yet.
Yeah, it's weird.
The buzz is getting pretty big.
My family's like, holy shit, you're actually doing what you were talking about.
Everybody
doing, you know?
That I work with is, like, I think it's really cool, and constantly ask me about it.
My dad's gotten way more into asking me about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had, like, a 20-minute conversation, because he saw the phobias, and in the most positive way possible, he says, I was surprised how professional it looked, instead of being a bunch of drunk college kids shooting a camera.
Like, thanks.
And
I
sat there,
Dad.
And I was like, fuck you, Dad, thanks. I knew what he meant, and he was... like
his heart was in the right place.
Yeah,
that,
his words just weren't. And so, like, he can't. Right. He's always bragging about me to his work friends. Like, yeah, my son makes movies. It's pretty fucking cool. And like,
I mean, it is fucking cool, is, man. Yeah, like, we're cool. In Fort Wayne, Indiana, of all places,
right now.
Well,
for the time being.
At the moment, I mean, even still, in land of. What the fuck? I mean, we're actually doing something pretty cool, which looks cool, and other people think looks cool, and not just us. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a pretty big fucking feat for Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, we've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for so long that, like, I've kind of got an attitude with it now. Like, because my dad said that, and I was like, thanks, Dad, but I was thinking of a hip. Yeah, I know.
She's like, yeah, 2000.
Oh, I am well aware.
I'm Big Dick Cam Clark.
You ain't gonna tell me. You ain't gonna tell
me. I'm the fucking green bastard.
Parts unknown. But, like, I mean, I'm not, like, cocky about it, like, outwardly. It's just, like, when I wake up in the morning, it's like, hey...
I mean, dude. I fucking have...
You're not really cocky about it, Cam.
Yeah, fuck you.
I have those times, too. People at Flanagan's are like, oh, you're doing this? I'm like, yeah.
I got into film like
Adam just like oh, summer yeah. of
2010.
I got in the fall when... of 2010. It's fall of really?
I got the in summer? The spring of 2014. Yeah.
So like when 4 months after. So like 4 months after that, you worked on Phantom, right?
That was not the Phantom. Summer of 69.
Missing. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit. So you've been doing stuff a few months longer than me. I didn't realize that.
Pretty much, yeah. Not really too long. It feels like a long time.
Well, that's cool, because I've grown with you as a filmmaker. And you've done the same, and that's awesome. Because I thought you were ahead of me by a year or two.
Yeah.
I started writing scripts
and stuff in, like, 2005.
Like, I've learned more from... you and Michael than anyone. Like, with you, I've learned, like, how important detail is. And with Mike, I've learned everything else that I know now. Which is too long of a list.
Michael's gonna hear this.
And, like, when you, Christian, when you tell me, it's like, yeah, I'm watching you to learn.
Yeah, it's like, I watch you and Michael both, you know?
Like, and it's like, I remember where you were, and now here I am, and that's nowhere. Me.
Yeah.
And you can all fuck yourself, far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. You just hold the fucking boom pole. That's all you do.
I'm sorry.
Nate's just our actor.
I can't hang over how fucking awesome I am.
Yeah, he's Nate the Vampire Who's Slayer.
Lee Gray?
No, he's Bird.
You're Lee Gray.
I'm fucking Lee Gray.
Dude, little known fact, the name Lee in the original script was misspelled.
I caught that.
It was spelled the girl way.
It was hilarious.
I never changed it.
Damn it, Clementine.
Damn it, Clementine. God!
All
right. Damn it, Clementine. But, like, I don't know. It's just weird to think that we've changed so much from, like, that little short film to now.
Yeah.
Went from Missing to this shit, and it's like, holy fuck, man, Missing was easy. What happened? But, like, the difficulty, the challenge is what I'm enjoying. I like that this is such a struggle because I have to work really hard. The cinematography
style has changed a little bit.
I like working towards it. I think building up to the premiere is really rewarding.
Back then...
This is your first premiere, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be a real experience for you, man.
I bet.
Continuous shots all the time to see how long I can go.
I remember when we were doing the... getting ready for the Phantom premiere, we were all pumped that whole night. That whole day. All of us are, like, texting each other, like, who's ready for this shit? We all dressed nice. We had a little party in the back, and then we went in the movie theater, and we finally... Well, me and Webby King watched it for, like, the 100th time.
Yeah.
Because we screened it, like, a bunch. In which Michael screened it, we screened it, Joe screened it, and Jeremy screened it. And I think Bozo. I don't remember. All I know is we watched it, like, 100,000 times, and we...
I remember the one time we watched it over... at Mike's and Jeremy's mom's house.
Deb. It was great.
Deb's house, yes.
Fucking Deb. I love Deb.
I remember all this just making fun of every single scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all we did was we just made jokes because it was funny. Because it's like, we know this story so well.
It was a damn good time.
We did it the whole movie.
Let me tell you guys, before IMDb catches it and makes it known, that scene when I step out of the car and light up the cigarette, it doesn't fucking light. I catch it every fucking time. I fucking hate
you
that scene.
You think I didn't catch it either? Like, Seth looks at me and goes, he didn't even like that. I was like, yeah, I know, I saw that too.
You know, it's funny how
everybody notices those little things in movies.
It's like, yeah, cigarette didn't light.
As our first feature, I'm more than proud of it.
It was fantastic.
I saw a rough cut of it. It was really good.
You still lit the cigarette so fast. There's no way I would ever.
I saw it, but that's because I do this. So I know. And like
every fucking time. To me, it was like you went to light it and didn't light, but you're like.
He was just like, looking at
the scenery and was like, oh, damn.
No, he told me that because he had done the scene so many times. Eventually he was just like, oh my god, I can't stand this anymore. And then eventually just flicked it. So when it didn't, it just sparked. And then he was just like, that's good enough. And then he kind of...
I have smoked so many cigarettes at this point.
I think that as we're sitting watching it, like when it's premiering and we're sitting there in the theater and we're staring at the screen, I think that anytime it goes to a winter shot, I think you, Nate, me, and Ryan here are going to go... Ooh, just cringe a little bit. Like, God damn it, that was so fucking cold.
And I'm gonna look at it and be like, I'm glad I wasn't there in that cold.
Yeah. Oh, my sweet summer child.
Oh, God.
I don't know, as cold as I was, like, I still a hell of a lot of fun.
I mean, I know eventually I'm gonna have to experience a winter shoot, so I know I'm not out of the fucking woods yet.
I'm not doing it for a very, very long
time. The day that
Michael's gonna be doing shit,
Austin was a zombie. For some reason, I remember that day being just fun as shit.
Yeah, that was a really fun day.
You just fucked around the whole time.
Laughed. We've had, like, despite, like, the miserable weather and all the other stuff that's, like, gotten this moving so slow, I've had a blast. Met a lot of great people. Nate, I'm friends with you because of that, because of The Stray. Mm-hmm. We're friends now because of that movie.
It's kind of a strong word.
You and I are.
You and I have always been friends.
Yeah, but
it's just
you
now
and
we're closer.
Yeah, we get, you know, we kind of became close again because of
like,
the fucking Stray.
But now,
I mean,
like, unlike the rest of our relationship, it will be steady. Like, we'll stay close because we work together now. It'll be different, and that's cool. Like, you're not just a friend of me anymore. You become a brother in arms. That's badass.
All right, Captain.
Yeah, that's right. And then Weather King, this fucking asshole.
Yeah.
One of my best friends. I need to get a new best friend.
You are sitting in my basement right now.
Yeah, I am.
So, get out.
I do have to consider somebody friends before I...
That's true. Well, you know, we've talked a whole lot of horse shit.
Yeah, take them
down
to my basement.
All right, well, we're going to get our asses kicked out of this basement, so we're going to wrap this crap up real quick. Why did I say crap? We're going to wrap this shit up. There we go. That's
fuck shit pissed its ass.
Say high shit five. Like a grown up.
Yeah.
Shit. I'm a man now.
I'm a man.
Bullshit.
Right. Yes, I am, man. What?
All right, guys, that's going to do it for After Hours this week. I'm Christian Nash.
Nate Barr.
Cam Clark.
Ashley Justine Barr.
Ryan Weber King.
All right, guys, we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.